Welcome to the midday for Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio again today. Happy to have some live music for this hour of the midday, and it's going to come from the Acropolis Reed Quintet. That's Acropolis spelled the Greek way with an AK at the beginning. And they were founded in 2009 at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and are playing tomorrow night as part of the Green Lake Music Festival. And we won't be talking to all of you. We'll be talking to a couple of you, though. And who are we going to start with?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm the saxophonist. The rest of the group is Tim Gocklin on oboe. We have Ryan Reynolds on bassoon, Julian Hernandez on clarinet, and Andrew Kepi on bass clarinet. And thanks for having us, Norman.
Happy to have you here. You're doing a master class over there at Green Lake, too. I guess is that later today or Saturday?
The master class will be
tomorrow morning. Okay, yeah. We've got all that straight. And sort of a lot of goings-on each year there as part of the Green Lake Music Festival. Is this your first appearance with the festival?
Yes, it is. Hopefully one of many.
But remains to be seen. But you do have a pretty busy schedule. If you go to your website, you'll find all kinds of things going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we do a lot of different things when we perform. Sometimes we're out doing master classes, playing on concert series. Other times we actually will do a lot of educational outreach. A lot of times we're performing at colleges. We have a lot of reach with college-age students who are, you know, trying to start their own chamber music ensemble,
sure.
Things like that as well. So a lot of different things going on.
There aren't too many Reed quintets out there, are there?
No, there are not too many. There aren't enough, I guess you could say. I'd say maybe, I don't know, guys, what, 20 or 30 out there in the known universe today.
Mm-hmm.
It would started over in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, a group
sure.
called Califax.
Big tradition there. Yeah.
Yeah, about 30 years ago. Yep, and obviously wonderful music conservatories all over. And so we started our group in 2009. And since we started, we're happy to say a lot of groups have written us and said, we started a Reed Quintet at our college because we saw you guys online or we came to a concert. And that is part of what we do is to kind of try to grow the Reed Quintet as a new paradigm.
Well, I have to wonder, okay, so you're graduating from University of Michigan, right? I mean, you did graduate somewhere in the last 10 years or less. And you're thinking, well, now what am I going to do for a career? You know, I'm a reed player. What am I going to do for a career? Ah, I'll start a reed quintet and travel around the country. I mean, wouldn't somebody say, how practical is that?
They would say that. And they did.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think when we started performing, the goal was not necessarily to make a career. I think a lot of people in graduate school, maybe, hey, we got four hot shots at Juilliard. Let's go make a career out of this. We can do this. We were in our undergrads, and we were looking to do something a little bit different, enjoy ourselves, play some adventurous music. And we realized we could make a career after we had a little bit of success at some chamber music competitions. Some people had kind of noticed, and we had really grown to love the Reed Quintet ourselves. So after two or three years, we started thinking, well, maybe we could get a manager to help book us to do this kind of stuff. And the career thing kind of grew from there. So.
In some cases, an ensemble, even as small as a trio, in that kind of situation where you're really just starting out and you're traveling around and trying to make a name for yourselves and find your niche, there'll be a problem with turnover. You know, oh, gosh, we lost our viola player last week, and we need to scramble to find another one before this concert coming up in 2 months. So how's it been for Acropolis that way? How much stability do you have?
we're pretty much a perfect record. I think in the very first year we were together, and again, we didn't even know what we were doing at that point. Our saxophonist, who actually founded the group, got a great gig playing with, I think, the Army Field Band,
huh.
I think. And so he, you know, went off to have a career doing that. But since then, nothing has changed. We actually do have a guest with us today. Julian on clarinet is replacing our clarinetist just for this one concert. But I think we've had stability because to play in Acropolis, you're not just filling a chair. You know, as a string quartet, they always talk about the first violin chair, second
right.
violin chair. This has been more of an entrepreneurial endeavor for us. And so we're really much more interested as a group in, you know, growing this kind of brand as a Reed Quintet than we are in, you know, making an individual career using chamber music. So the investment is a little bit deeper than the musical piece of it, which means we're really, no one's interested in going and doing anything else.
You're sort of there for better or worse, but for much better by the looks of things. Another thing that you do, speaking of the niche, is concentrate heavily on new music, contemporary music, things, I assume, some of which you've commissioned?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think we're somewhere in the realm of 25 commissions or so we've done over the past 5 or 6 years. So,
well, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's a lot to bankroll, if I may say so, and it's also a lot to learn.
Both, yes. I think on both ends, we've found challenges. When you want to commission composers, you got to get funding from somewhere.
Yeah.
A lot of it's come from the Acropolis pocket, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has come from, you know, other funding sources. But composers are very excited to work with us. We get a lot of notes and emails and messages all the time. I want to make this happen. Where can we go to get funding? I can't do this. Can you? Is there somewhere you can go? And then on the performing end, it's just a forever challenge. I mean, you want to turn around great music as quickly as you can and get it out. We have two premieres that we're doing in a month in Portland, Oregon. Both of those pieces we haven't played yet as a unit yet. So we're going to have some intense periods of rehearsal before that starts, and that's how the game, that's how I play the game. So.
A lot of the younger ensembles, which would apply to you guys, play in non-traditional venues. What kind of venues do you play in?
Well, guys, you have to help me out. We've played in the Gold Town Theater, which is a small community theater in Juneau, Alaska. We've played in a Black Box Theater and the YMCA. We've played in obviously a lot of schools, we've played in elementary gyms.
But you're not hitting the pub circuit yet.
No, we are not. We're not hitting the pub circuit. You know, we've actually found
that. You get more tips that way, you know.
Yeah, you know, the tips, they usually don't account to airfare.
I suppose not.
Even if they're really generous folks. We actually bring our contemporary music to more traditional series most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the Green Lake series, we would kind of consider that, you know, you have a chamber music and a classical music audience, and they are going to be engaged in our really accessible, as everybody will hear on the radio, our accessible new music. So we really actually are looking for the more traditional chamber music kind of venues most of the time when we go out there. But we have played in some more progressive venues in New York City and places like that too. So.
Well, speaking of playing, you have this brief series of four pieces as excerpts, actually, from a longer series called Circus Music by a composer who looks like he's probably Dutch.
He's definitely Dutch.
You say this whole tradition of the Reed Quintet actually comes out of Holland originally. And what can you tell us about these four movements that we're going to be hearing? The composer's name, by the way, well, you go ahead and say it.
Sure. This is Ryan talking now. You haven't heard my voice, so now you know who I am. But the composer's name is Tanter Dost, and he's something of a mystery in not just our compositional world, but the world at large. Not a lot of people know about him, but you might be surprised that this piece is easily the most performed Reed Quintet work in circulation right now. It's sort of like if you're a student group and you just start and you're wondering what am I going to play, the first thing you go to is Circus Music, and the reason for that is it provides, you know, a certain amount of challenge. It's, you know, you're not just going to step into it and run, so it provides a good platform to learn the nooks and crannies of the group, and it's also really fun. Audiences almost universally love this piece more than any other. And we think, hopefully, not because any of the other pieces are lesser in quality. It's just there's an energy to it,
well,
an accessibility
face it,
that's very contagious.
A title that has circus in it.
Exactly.
Know, who can pass that up? The Acropolis Reed Quintet. That's A-K-R-O-P-O-L-I-S. Acropolis Reed Quintet, formed in Ann Arbor, 5-6 years ago now at the University of Michigan, and going strong with many concerts and other things going on each year. And one of them actually happens tomorrow night as part of the Green Lake Music Festival at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, 7:30 on Friday night they'll be playing. What are you going to be playing for that occasion? I'm just curious, Matt.
We will have a concert of a mix of some traditional and contemporary music. So we're actually going to play Gershwin, Three Preludes, which you'll hear.
Yeah, great.
We'll do an entire Debussy piano suite. arranged by a gentleman in the aforementioned Reed Quintet over in Amsterdam. And then we'll close out that first half with circus music. The whole piece, though. You get to hear the whole thing.
Right, all seven.
And then we'll open the second half with Charles Ives, though one of his earlier works, an organ piece, Variations on America.
Oh, wow.
A very fun,
that's going to be,
very fun play on,
that'll be a mouthful.
My Country Tis of Thee, yes. And, mm-hmm. and Ryan, who you heard from in the group, our bassoonist, arranged it. It's an organ piece, also been arranged for wind band.
Sure.
Makes a beautiful collection with reed instruments, just, you know, kind of like pulling organ stops, but you just put different reed instruments together. It's very cool.
Coming right up to the 4th of July. How appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, that we planned that kind of right now. So, and then a new piece by John Leschinski, which he kind of a species counterpoint, but within some really cool modern kind of grooves. Very accessible new piece of music. And then we close with a kind of really interesting fun piece called Four Letter Word by a composer. A composer who's actually a Lego builder. And I think you're going to play Four Letter Word on the
right,
from our
CD. That's
right.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I can't wait to hear a little bit about that piece. And yes, we'll be hearing that from a little later from your CD. And right now at hand, you mentioned the Gershwin Preludes. They come from just a couple of years after Rhapsody in Blue, 1926, originally, of course, for piano solo. Very varied in their degree of soulfulness, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and the you know, when you play piano music with reed instruments, you're always wondering about the pedal, right? The sustainment of the piano. And as a group, if you know the pieces, you'll hear the way that when you use wind instruments, you can move soulfully through notes in a way that I think a lot of pianists sort of wish they could in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. you know how I mean? And then, but also the other way around, we're required to do a lot of things that the pianists do really well. We have to kind of try to figure our way through those things.
Yeah, so. It's always a fun way to get another perspective on a piece is to hear it played by other instruments.
Yes, indeed.
And now back to the Acropolis Reed Quintet, founded in Ann Arbor back in 2009 and traveling broadly ever since. And the instrumentation consists of the oboe, clarinet, saxophone, bass clarinet, and bassoon. And let's see, we're hearing mostly from our bassoonist and our saxophonist in terms of Matt Landry and Ryan Reynolds representing the quintet in the speaking part today. Cakewalk was a kind of a perambulating dance popular back around the turn of the 20th century, and the best cakewalker actually took the cake.
Got a cake.
That's right. Yeah, literally did win the cake. Well, we're not giving away cake today, but our quiz question prize will be something very nice anyway. We're hearing from the Acropolis Reed Quintet here in our Buck Studio live so far, but they do have this latest, I believe it is, CD out here. And we're going to be sampling that for the balance of the hour. And let's see, the name of the CD, is it named after the first piece on the disc?
Are you referring to Unraveled? It's actually referring to a sort of a premise that we used for the entire CD, where we gave all the composers that we commissioned a prompt, that being the word Unraveled, and said,
really?
Well, how does this inspire you
really?
To create some music? And we got a wide variety of responses. In terms of the album, you have a piece that is a backwards theme and variations. It starts as sort of a chaotic mess, very organized, but maybe not audibly.
Sure.
And as the piece proceeds, it sort of unravels or ravels together into a very simple theme, which is the end of the piece rather than the beginning.
Yeah, that's unusual. It is done occasionally, though. I think Benjamin Britten did that once, mm-hmm. too, where you start out with the end and then work your way back to the original theme.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other interesting creative approaches that the composers took. In the case of Four Letter Word by Robbie McCarthy, it is maybe more of an emotional unravelment. So there's not really a shtick to the design, but the piece sort of. Covers an arc. The story with it is Robbie, when he was a young child, he had learned a bad word at school and came home and said it to himself, but his father heard. Mm-hmm. And they had a bit of a moment there that, as you might expect. And Over the years, that moment had kind of sat with Robbie, and when he wrote this piece, he described it as him sort of apologizing to his father, or just sort of making peace with the past a little bit. So the outside movements are a little more aggressive, but the inside is very contemplative and probably one of the more beautiful things that we play.
Well, okay, as long as you have mentioned that, let's get first then to four-letter word, which is going to consist of three movements that we'll hear: First Offense, Second Chance, and Final Warning. And this is a four-letter word, and the composer is?
Robbie McCarthy.
From the Acropolis Reed Quintet and their CD Unraveled, that was Four-Letter Word by Robbie McCarthy. I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question right after this here on WPR. So we have time to squeeze in just one more from the CD.
Yeah, so this is going to be the title track from our Unraveled CD, the first track, Warp and Weft, and it's composed by Paul Dooley. We commissioned him to write the piece about 2 years ago. It's a fun little barn burner, and he used the Unraveled theme to compose a piece using a theme of warp and weft in thread. So you'll actually hear little thread lines weaving throughout this one, and it's one of our favorite pieces to play now.
The name of the piece, Warp and Weft, from the CD Unraveled, Paul Dooley, the composer, and it was performed by members, all five of the members of the Acropolis Reed Quintet. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Norman, and we've had a fabulous time today on the radio. We'll be at the Green Lake Festival of Music for some events this weekend in Green Lake, and you can find out more at greenlakefestival.org, and we're going to have a great time out there, and we had a great time today.
And we'll put some of that info on our Facebook page and website, too, linking to that festival and your performance.